We'll get do we have any other off the books, off the record thing to say?
No, I'm ready when you are. Okay. Just go for it.
Bottoms.
Rude words before we start.
Exactly. Poppycock. I am Roz. Joining me as my co-host Ian, and in the most respectful way possible towards the number of fires currently burning this province, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. Obviously, without going into all of the normal regular thoughts and prayers and whatnot, I've got a couple of friends that are down sort of in that area. In fact, that's where I grew up. Well, a lot of good friends around, and not the Shelburne one, but the just outside Halifax one, the Tantallon one. I had a lot of friends outside of there. But it's, yeah, I'm following the maps. I'm trying to have a look and see. It's kind of sad to see fire damage and whatnot, because another good friend of mine moved out west and was part of the evacuation of Fort McMurray when that place burned to a crisp. So I'm
like, yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
Oof, can't go anywhere on this planet and not have fire show up.
No, Rebecca and I have a mutual very good friend, a couple that we know that are evacuated still from the Tantallon one. So they're back in the valley staying relatives of hers, and all they did was manage to grab their cat and do a runner. But I mean, I haven't really kept abreast of it today, but I understand it's still going, isn't it? And Rebecca was in New Brunswick, and they had a fire there as well, just outside of St. Andrews, and lost power there. So there's fires all over the place right now. It's been so dry this spring.
So it's our fault specifically, I think, is what I'm gleaning from this. What we're gaining. It's definitely, we are the fire branded ones. But
absolutely.
From a perspective, because I've always felt that... And this has annoyed me about celebrity interviews when they have Britney Spears up there and they say things like, what do you think about the current attacks over in Afghanistan? It's not really her wheelhouse, is it? You know, no. So for us, we're not, policymakers. We're not emergency service workers. So what can we talk about?
We're certainly not celebrities, Ross. So I don't know where they're going with this.
Way, way below. No, I was not equating myself to a celebrity. I was saying... What we do here is drink craft beer from the Nova Scotia region. So my mind, and call me callous or selfish or just an outright psychopath, because the first thing I thought was, are there any breweries that are affected in that area? And I sort of, and I thought to myself, is that now Saltbox is near Shelburne. So I wonder if Saltbox is having problems. Now they recently expanded up here to Wolfville. There's some news. And then over in the Bedford-y area, only if it's crawling towards Bedford from Hammond's Plains, that's getting towards one of our favorite off track, but I didn't specifically look up any of the breweries in the areas and them saying, yep, we've abandoned our store. We're not open today. So I haven't even checked, but I would like to say, from a perspective of this show being about craft breweries in Nova Scotia, I hope no craft breweries in Nova Scotia burn down. Beyond, I hope everyone keeps their house. I'm so happy to hear there's no loss of life. Many of the pets have been rescued, all that in that first. Beyond that, like to keep our craft breweries. I know we've got a lot, and whenever one, even if one closes, we've got 70 craft breweries and one closes, and I'm like,
no, there'll be another one along next week.
We needed that one.
Come up with such regularity.
A new one opened just in the last week or two in Mount Uniac, or near Mount Uniac, just outside of Sackville. A Party Time Brewing, yep. I think. I was tempted to go and see what was there. And then Brittany also said, you should go check out Saltbox's location in Wolfville. And I said, we just drove to Annapolis Brewing and came back with an awful lot of beer from down that way because we kept bumping into other places.
I love that Brittany's so supportive of you and your
it's kind of dangerous.
She can go the opposite way, but she's not. She's right on board. And of course she gets to drink some of those wonderful sours as a bonus.
Yeah, she has that as a positive. That it has become a negative. However, I've spun it so that when you're not here, I have something to drink that you don't like. Problem is, I also don't like them. So, but I get to have my wife on the show, and that's quite nice. And so I now have in the the beer closet, there's a sour section. So I have organized it kind of from not beer to beeriest beer. That's my, it's almost autobiographical. So the top left is sour beers, and then the next one is tropically fruit beers and weirdo things like that. Like there's a peach one from Garrison. There's I think the grapefruit IPA might be up there as well. And then it goes lager into ambers, and there's a lot of beers in there. I think we discussed this. There's 57-ish different beers in there, and some of them have more than one. And then the lagers turn into ambers, the ambers turn into reds, the reds turn into brown, or no, wait, I think the reds turn into IPAs, and the IPAs turn into double IPAs, triple IPAs, and then you're into like the ESBs, then the porters, then the stouts, then the imperial stouts. No, I like
this is like someone beer and accidentally alphabetically alphabetizing their DVD collection, or even doing it by colors. Because I can imagine your cans would look amazing in your closet there.
Oh, still like, did I not? Oh, no, I posted the picture. I posted a picture today because someone posted a picture of lots of beers that they had. So I posted a picture of my beer closet. And I think the comment was, not that it's a competition or anything, but here you go. Here's 55
well, Rebecca,
of my favorite.
Bless her, she, from the little journey she did there to New Brunswick, as I showed you a photograph of that. He brought back six, and I had no idea. I mean, it was a lovely little surprise when a bag of craft ales winged their way back from New Brunswick. And you said one of them, what's that one? The Dippity? I forget what it's called now. But anyway, that one you'd had before. Clearly, they're not welcome on this show because this is Nova Scotia Brews only. But it's lovely to know I've got those in the background.
Well, Fine Company. I thought Fine Company, because that's like, I think it's a Molson craft brew spinoff, I think. Oh. Because when you go into some of the restaurants around here, you go into Joe's and they said, do you have any craft brews? And they said, well, we have Fine Company. And I went, I've never heard of them. I will look it up. And then it says, here, Fine Company is a Molson company that operates this, and they make their own. And I tried them, and they're it's okay. I hope you really enjoy them. So I hope you enjoy everything that you've got. I don't even remember what I recognized. But we, again, are drinking tropically citrusy. And the best part about that is la couleur. Voila, la couleur of le cans. And we've got this bright sky blue can from Breton with the big, the color of their bee is an orange, a light orange bee with a kind of, I don't know, blood orange. The wheat chaff, chaff. With this, yeah, C-H. That's a chaff of wheat. But this one is just called the S-M-A-S-H. It does appear to have dots on there. So I don't know if that's superfluous mobile army surgical hospital.
No, right? It stands for single malt and single hop, my old man.
Where on earth did you read that?
Can you imagine where I got that from?
Is it on the can?
It's on the internet.
Oh, you went research. See, I was going with the old 1970s TV show MASH, which I believe stood for mobile.
Is that where you're going with it?
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Is that not what that stood for?
That's
Hawkeye,
exactly what it stood for.
BJ,
yeah, but
Honeycutt.
Why would
good?
Yeah. No, it's MASH Brewing is also a great educational experience. It's so it says here. This is from the Beer Smith Brewing blog. It emphasizes the flavors of a single malt and a single hop, it can really help to determine those flavors for the brewer. It lets you truly understand what one hop and one malt bring to a beer. Also, you can create a single base mash and consider breaking into multiple batches using different. So it's like they were talking about when people get into the home brewing business, they tend to complicate things, make things way too complex, using four or five different mashes and malts and hops, and eventually they end up just making this melange of fairly crappy beer. But they say this is very much a back to basics style of brewing that is now quite popular.
Okay, well, I'll read you the tiny lettering on the side of the can then, shall I? And okay. Then we'll this single malt and single hop. See, there it is. Okay, that's right there.
Oh, I said it right there.
Single hop beer lets us display the full aroma and flavor profiles of the Azaka hop. Dive into this light and crisp session ale and experience the unique tropical and citrusy characteristics this hop delivers. Now,
lovely.
Sound simple, back to basics and whatnot, but
really does,
hidden. Hidden all over, you know, in a sort of very Where's Waldo style on this sky blue can is some even lighter blue coloring. And they say that first there are drawings of fruit slices, lemons, and probably a grapefruit. Can't quite tell because it's only one color. That looks like it might be some kind of hot pepper on one side. But there are also words, and they say spice, tropical, citrus, tangerine, fruity, mango, and pine. So as I was reading those words on the can, I was listening to you say return to basics with a single malt, single hop only, and thinking they're throwing a lot of additional words at the side of this can and trying to make it sound like it's sample.
But those are different fruits, which is what gives it its tropicalness. So there's still going to be the tangerines, the fruits, the mango, those things. Pine for some reason. But you can add stuff to it. But I guess what they're getting at is there's only one type of hop and a single malt as well. So it's not complicated.
No, not until you add 9 different flavors of tropical mango fruit to it. So it's sort of like saying, I've made a very basic meal. Here you are. It's steak and a baked potato. And then I've covered it with basically, trail mix. And you'd get trail mix and a bag of Cheetos. And you're sort of, well, yeah, it's a basic meal, but you've festooned it with decadent, not decadent, obviously Cheetos. I don't think Cheetos are a decadent garnish. Let me get that straight out there. Because I am quite cultured because I use the word festooned correctly.
Because they've thrown all these things, I'm expecting this to be yummy. I'm expecting this to be a really lovely, summery, fruity, easy drinking ale.
It could very well be. Mine bubbled a little.
Oh yeah, mine too.
Do you want to know what my very strange defense for that was this time?
You had a stray sock that you mopped it up with or something?
I really hope I never have a stray sock sitting around at my desk, because that would concern me more than anything else. No, I basically did the same thing I did one Christmas morning when my daughter was quite nearly violently ill. I tried to catch it with my hands.
Yeah, you'll do that. If you've got no receptacle, you'll use whatever you got available rather than rip off your shirt and try and mop it up.
Get it all over the place.
Oh, Ross, are you getting what I'm getting? The smell immediately. This was a foot away from me and I smelt it. It smells like we used to have a soft drink, it is, in the UK called Fanta. They do lots of different variations of fruity carbonated drinks. It smells like a tropical Fanta, like a pineapple Fanta or something.
It did straight away, but then I got close and then the hop flavor seemed to, what are you doing, you stupid can? I'm having a liquid
I think issue. I'm going to love this. I think here. I'm going to this just oh, by the smell of it alone.
I think it's very hoppy is what I think is going on here.
Okay.
And oh my. Okay, so I got an entire can of foam.
Did you put that in the fridge at all? Because this is a session summer ale, I totally threw this in the fridge for an hour. This is much cooler than I would normally have an ale. You didn't, did you? You left
it at room
temperature.
Of course I didn't. I didn't, and now I'm trying to mop things up with actual...
Well, when you do that, mate, look at this.
Bits of paper. Mine is much paler than yours. Why is mine so pale?
You haven't been out in the sun.
No.
It's quite cloudy.
You know what? Maybe I do need a stray sock down here for adventures like this, because what if the next one explodes and I run out of bits of paper?
Well, you learn from your mistakes, so start leaving stray socks.
I sure... don't. What kind of nonsense is that?
No, you. I'm going to get it all in.
Fool learns from his mistakes. No, the best thing that you can do with your mistakes is learn how to capitalize and make money off them, and then keep making the same mistakes forever. Yours is such a different color than mine.
I got all mine in. It's all in the can. It's doing that thing where it goes over the top.
We
opened
the Breton one, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the Breton Smash. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yep.
I think mine's got an insect in it, though. There's something black floating in mine. No, look at that. Right at the top there. That's quite disconcerting. There's something black.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's an insect. I don't know how that got in there. I'm going to have to fish that out.
See, aren't you glad we didn't eat outside? My defense for not eating outside, Nova Scotia's stupid, and right now we're experiencing high winds for no reason. And windiness, we get a windy evening, like, all the time. It's just constantly windy, and it's annoying. And I would like to, not have crazy high winds all the time. But round here, it just seems to be our...
Your default setting.
I'm looking
out the window, Ross. I really don't see a lot of wind here. So maybe because you're perched
atop a little
hill.
I am literally looking at the bushes, the tree, the limbs and the trees behind, over the top of your head. So look behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now. Look behind you and look at that tree branch with the leaves on it.
It's moving very much. You're way up there in the Breton Brewing establishment at the moment, up there in Cape Breton. So what would you know?
I know.
It was windy
not
up there.
Not a whole heck of a lot.
I've got my nose in this, and it's very fruity. Yes, clearly there's a hop going on in there. I don't know, man. I think this is going to be delicious.
I still feel like it smells more hoppy than fruity. But then again, I don't...
Yeah, you're worried about it's going to taste like an IPA, aren't you? That's what you're thinking.
I am a little worried about that, yes.
Okay, well, that would be... You might expect that because it's got some citrus to it and it's got some... It's a bit hoppy. It looks like an IPA.
Mine looks like an ice cream float, but I'll go for it. Let's get foam all up the snoot. Cheers. Huh. It might be the color of mine talking where I don't think I've got it mixed with where the rest of the flavor is, but there was no...
There's not a great deal of flavor. mine is older than yours, of course, so I might have... yours might have actually a degree of flavor more than mine. It's not a great deal of flavor to it. I'm quite surprised.
But it's supposed to be a sessionable return to simplicity.
Yeah.
It is. Yep. I mean, so is tap water. And
it's a Radler. It's not as weak as a Radler stroke Shandy would be, but it's an ale rather than a sort of I know lager can be a lagered ale. What I'm getting at here, it's not fizzy. It's there's not a great deal of surprisingly, I mean, I'm reading. People have said here that this is so sweet and wildly tropical. I'm not getting that, to be honest, at all.
Well,
it's I would say it's very subtly.
It is. It's a bit subtle and it's a bit weak. But is that because this was one that was sitting in the beer cabinet
for a long time?
I mean, not like years or anything, but it's certainly been in there. I think you might have been talking about this possibly since last fall. This might have been one of the summer ones that we got at the end of the summer last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's been in there close to a year. I don't think that would impact anything, to be honest. I just think this is way more subtle than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, if nothing else, it would taste bad, and it doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste like it's gone bad in the closet. It feels like all the flavor. I don't know. Can flavor escape?
If I may use the title of it, I think I could smash a few of these though on a summer day. It would not be difficult at all.
Very true. It does say session ale 4.0. Yeah. But I experience the unique tropical and citrusy characteristics. I mean, okay. Flavor profiles of the hop dive into this light and crisp. Light, crisp, yes. Experience tropical flavors, sure. It's not very hopped up. It's got like single hop, single malt. Fine. I think we were expecting it to be zingy because of the word smash, I guess, kind of implies that. All the words on the side, tropical, citrus, this, you know, pine, fruit, mango, it's very fruit. And I think it kind of shouted. It may be over-advertised just based on the can. But based on the description, I can't say that because they don't say, and an explosion of flavor. There's no implication that it's going to taste strong.
No, it didn't get anything. It wasn't one of those things that where you can be where you get something up front and then there's like a middle and it and you give something at the end. The spices that we're talking about, I don't know what the hell's kind of spices in it. I don't think it has any. Maybe they have clove in it. I don't know. But it, I think it's quite, it's very balanced. There's no.
You thinks?
I thinks, yeah. It's right through
here's,
the quaff.
Here's from what I tinks.
Back of my throat, I'm not getting, there's nothing of that shouts to me of anything apart from a subtle citrusy flavor.
Oh, hell.
It's unexciting, Ross, but at the same time, it's smooth. It's quite well balanced. It's not distasteful. I quite like it. It's not doing what the IPAs do to me. I've got no acidic aftertaste. The grapefruit, if there is any in it, is not smacking me in the face. So therefore, I could probably drink quite a lot of this on a summer's day. And I know it's only 4%, but if you drink 4 or 5 of these, I think you'd still feel it.
Oh, true. But here's the thing. Like you say, it's an easy drink. It's an easy drink. It's a light drink. So you could smash several of these session ales. Do you want to?
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You'd be all right with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be a pretty hot deck and a pretty hot day, and this would have to be just a little bit colder.
Yeah, I think yours should be colder. I think mine was in the, like I say, the fridge for an hour. And it cooled it down to a nice temperature. Not as cold as 4 degrees, like most of the beer served here. It's not that cold. But it was, in fact, I did take it out as well and let it sit there in the room temperature for a good half hour beforehand as well. So it's, I think it's the perfect temperature that I like it at. And it's refreshing and it's very light and it's very summery. And I like it. I do like it.
It almost tastes to me, this is what, like a Diet Coke is to a Coke, I feel like. This is diet beer. And the thing is, we had a super, like, what was it called? A tiny hoppy PA or something like that from, I think North Brewing did it. It was the Lawrencetown Beach one. It was in a tiny hoppy thing. And it was something like 3.2%. And it tasted stronger than this. It was still a ridiculous punch in the face of hops, but it was just really, really weak. It was gross in a different kind of disappointment. The only disappointment here is I feel like they almost went too light on the flavor.
Was that the one, that Lawrencetown one with the surfboard and the... Right. Interestingly, Rebecca has recently started working for Hope for Wildlife, which is out there very close to Lawrencetown. I forget the name of the place now. Anyway, so we've been there she's been there 3 or 4 times now and brought back all manner of animals, foxes and birds, and squirrels and various...
Lawrencetown outside of Dartmouth?
Lawrencetown near Halifax.
The beaches and whatnot, yeah.
Absolutely, the beaches.
Because when you talk to someone in the valley about how's the surfing at Lawrencetown right now, and everyone says...
No, they struggle a bit with it. But of course, that's where that can and that brewery is, right there just by Lawrencetown. And and we went by their place now. Every time we drive there, we go by that little shack, that surf shack, and the van is parked outside it, and it's got a very California feel to the place. It's crazier than, of course, when you get to the beach itself. Great surfing if you're into that kind of thing. It doesn't look like California, but they're going for that look. It's fine. I just thought I'd mention that, the fact that you talked about that very beer. And I talked about that only last week. I thought, oh, that's definitely where that that beer is an homage to, I'm sure.
I just... Because that was trying to be a weaker beer, but still a hopped up thing. And this is calming down. And the single, isn't it just a single hop if it's an IPA? Because then you get the double IPA is the double, or is it a double hop? Is that the double that they're talking about, the double single?
Doesn't necessarily mean it's not the amount of hops they put on it. It's the hop adage. So this was literally one hop. They would put more. It's a single variety of hops, and they haven't exactly.
Was that one with space words where they added the galaxy hop and the other space, and they were all, that was the theme of it. And I thought that was kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm unsure.
You are. I'm not. I think this is a good summary. And again, I'm getting the smell again of. There's no. It didn't even mention pineapple, but I'm getting a pineappleness. Maybe that's mango. I'm getting in up Mahuta, but it's
might be,
it's.
Maybe that. I'm not. I'm certainly not getting any pineapple. Just, I don't think.
I know you're not drinking it, but just get your nose in that again. It gives you. Oh, she's chopping onions. She's a good smell onion. So
what?
Really, really fruity. To the smell.
You're eating peanuts. She's chopping onions. Are you getting any beer in you at all at that establishment?
It's diffusing.
I don't think you're taking this show seriously. Onions and peanuts and whatnot.
She tastes nothing. It's in the nose for sure, and it's very subtle. The fruit, even though it smells very strong of tropical fruits, it's not overwhelming. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because I want my beer to be a little bit malty and a little bit hoppy. I don't want to drink a fruit drink. If I wanted to drink a fruit drink, I'd drink a fruit drink. This is an alcoholic ale. So therefore, I still want it to taste like a beer, Ross.
Yeah,
and this
you're
is
right.
For me, like a nice, light, very subtly fruity ale. And it does, to me, it's doing everything that actually I wanted it to.
Am I getting bizarrely confused because my wife keeps getting me to try all these sours, I wonder?
Yeah, maybe. This is better than a sour, isn't it?
When the sour says it's got flavor, there you go. Yeah. It's if it's going to be blueberry flavored, it's powy wowy time. It is flavor town.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just a person who I like a dance upon my taste buds, where every now and then someone says, "Oh, we've calmed down all the flavor." Oh, I'm terribly sorry, North American Caucasian. Here you are. Here is something that literally tastes like the concept of mashed potatoes with no butter in it. And you're like, oh, finally, you're not going to give me anything spicy like organic beef or something crazy like that. Ooh, ease up. Don't put any black pepper in my stir fry, please. No, I will have it plain. Grape nut ice cream, if you would, please, sir.
Oh, that's great stuff. Can I challenge you, though, to give me some kind of spice that they're alluding to on the can that you might, if you were reaching for any kind of flavor, spice flavor in here, what might it be?
Well, I was hoping to blame it on this, just to the top right of the capital B on the front, there's like a jalapeno pepper looking type thing.
Oh gosh, there is.
I wondered if that is like a fresh, you know, vegetable pepper. Is that a spice, or do I need to be even more creative with what I taste here?
I don't know. There seems to be some kind of hand grenade just below the spice.
Was that a pine cone? Because they're also saying there's a pine flavor in there.
Oh, is that a pine cone? Okay.
No, right. I'm not getting any of those. I'm really only getting a little bit of a hop flavor and nothing more complicated. Like the writing on the can, it does say tropical fruit, and I'm sort of a little.
Yeah. It's a little hoppy, but a really subtle. And it's to me, it's very easy to handle this. So this single malt and single hop thing, back to basics beer. If this is typical of a smash ale, then I got to tell you, I'm won over by it, actually, mate. We might be differing in our opinion here.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't like it compared with every beer I've ever had. But what they did do was they nailed the description. You got exactly what you were being offered, where they wrote it down. It's a 4.0% session ale. It's only got a little bit in it, and it's got some juicy. You're like, yeah, okay, this is a single hop. Yep, and it's not blowing my head off. And there's a little tiny taste of some tropical. You know, I'm getting a little bit of mango in there, and it's just, I personally find it a little weak.
Yes,
but it's a 4.0 session ale, so that's probably what they were going for.
So, but there again, to counter that, I've had 4% to my mind. We've been through this a dozen times on this, yeah, on this show before. And
speaking of that, thank you for air quoting our legitimacy.
just because it's only 4%, 4%. Typically, traditionally, it's not a weak beer at all. I've had such deep, complex, full-flavored ales at 3.8 in Old Blighty. And in fact, one of my favorite beers ever is the Banks's Best Bitter from West Midlands near Wolverhampton in England.
You ask me how I remember all these Nova Scotia craft beers, and you throw this 15-year-old reference to a beer you once had in the West Mid... I don't even know where the West Midlands are.
Well, look, I'm going to interrupt you. That this isn't 15 years. I had that 35 years ago. I was in my early 20s, I think, when I had that. And I had lots of it. And it was wonderful. Therefore, it stuck with me because it's only, again, about 3.7, 3.8. But it's one of the best beers I've ever had in my life.
And that's the thing. The best beers stick with you. The Old Biddy's Irish Red, best red ever. The Uncle Leo's Smoked Porter, I am stockpiling it. The Marigold Blonde from Sober Island, best blonde I've ever had. The Russian Imperial Stout from Bad Apple. Mm-hmm. These are the ones I can conjure up the memory of these flavors and these feelings in my mind. Obviously not of all 100 beers that we've had on this show. I watch old episodes and I'm still trying to edit some up and put them up on YouTube, and I watch it and I think, I don't remember drinking that. And then I say something about it and I said, I don't remember feeling that either. I have no idea what I'm talking about. You're watching a perfect stranger. Well, I'm watching a perfect stranger as I edit these things, and that's the only way that I can get through it. So I'm fascinated that you give me a hard time for remembering five of my favorites out of all the beers we've had, and then all of a sudden you say, nothing comes close to this one I had 30 years ago, suddenly in a Scottish accent.
You won't be remembering this one in years to come.
I shan't.
Because it's subtle. But having said that, you might remember it because it was your first smash ale. And as a result of that, you'd be like, oh yeah, well, it was all right. It was just a bit bland is what you'd be thinking about it. It didn't smash you at all. But the smash, of course, it only relates to the acronym of single malt and single hop. I really like it. I'm going to give this a very healthy score. It's my first smash ale, but I'm going to give it a really good mark. I really like it. It's an 8.5 for me out of 10.
I think because we have had ones that have called themselves session ales, and I have judged it poorly because it wouldn't be it. You couldn't keep drinking it. So where this one, it says we are a session ale. Yep. You know, let's have at it. And yeah, you could literally you'd be on your fourth and you would say, did I have three or
yeah.
how many did I have? So it is I'm trying to say it complimentary, but it's forgettable. It's an easy way to drink away a nice sunny afternoon.
Yes.
And in that it's not just beer, but when it's telling you that that's what it's going to do, I think it nails the advertisement for itself. So again, on its own, this is like a 6 kind of beer to me, but the way it's described, it says here, have a 4.0 session ale, keep it cool. It's got a bit of a zip to it, little tiny mango taste to it, and he's sort of like, oh yeah, this is delightful, booyah, booyah, booyah. And you can share this with the table. If the other half of the table is drinking, not mimosas with margaritas, there's another one. What's the third thing that people drink? It's the juice where it's like champagne and orange juice. What's that one called?
I know beer. No, I don't even know beer. I know beer a little better than I do about what you're talking about. I have no idea what.
So the other half of the table is drinking things like that, like a champagne and orange juice. And you would just, I would feel confident sending this to the wine drinking side of the table and say, give that a try. I know you don't like beer, but give that a try. And I feel like a few people would come back and say, that's not so bad. I wouldn't like, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be all right. So
you said my Bill Burr there. By the way, I think champagne and orange juice, is that not a Bucks Fizz?
I really hope that's not. No. Is that all right? I'm hang on. Oh, I'm to the internet.
What Rebecca
Bucks
just
Fizz. Well, no.
Fizz.
It is not.
Is that champagne and orange juice?
No, I refuse to call it that. A champagne and OJ.
Oranga juice.
That's mimosa. All right, so a mimosa is the champagne and orange juice. I couldn't remember if it was that or gin and something. I'm so glad someone else was in charge of the advertising, because then can I just say, ladies, everyone, would you like another round of mimosas? Sounds a bit different than someone come out saying, well, another Bucks Fizz, do ya?
I'm having a look and see what a Bucks Fizz is.
Don't offer anyone your Bucks Fizz. You will get arrested.
It's made of orange juice and champagne. It's nearly identical to the popular mimosa.
But it's got a better name.
Both drinks are from... So the Bucks Fizz is the same as a mimosa, apart from...
But a mimosa has better marketing.
Oh, for sure. Both drinks are from the 1920s, though the Bucks Fizz is believed to be a few years older. The primary difference is that the best modern mimosas include triple sec, and this cocktail uses only juice and wine in different proportions. Depending on how you like your mimosas, you may have been making a Bucks Fizz all along.
So a mimosa has triple sec and a Bucks Fizz has not?
According to the Spruce Eats website, I don't know what that is.
Well,
but anyway,
if you can't trust Spruce Eats, then what's gone wrong with the world?
And the cocktail is said to have been invented in 1925 at Bucks Club in London. It's generally made with one part orange juice and two parts champagne. You've learned something about cocktails.
I sure have. I can't wait to give someone a hard time the next time they think that they're drinking a mimosa. I will say, are you adding triple sec to that? And they will say, no. And I said, then you're eating a Bucks Fizz right there. We are just learning left and right here. Do you know what I've done? I have left a tiny amount of my Breton Session Ale.
The land of make-believe. And if you understood that reference after I just mentioned Bucks Fizz, then I'd be very impressed. Your mum might know about it. Well, ask her if she knows anything about the land of make-believe by Bucks Fizz.
I'm trying to remember, but I thought Land of Make-Believe, that either sounds like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory reference. It's not Wizard of Oz. It's, is it Naughty? No, where was Naughty? That was just, he went, it wasn't Toyland. What was the town that Naughty and Big Ears went to? I used to read those books to my daughter. I don't remember where that place was. But what I did while I was reading those, because those are, you know, the Naughty books, right?
Of course. Naughty and Big Ears. Yeah.
Yeah. So Naughty and Big Ears. But it's from the 50s and 60s. But and when I'd read them, I would always skip past the little parts where they would, Naughty would always say, you're a very naughty monkey and you deserve a spanking. I was like, skipping that bit, because I've never explained spankings to my daughter and I never will.
Did you read our Naughty books then?
I did. We had some of the originals. Yeah. Great. Oh, she loved them. Now I can't remember the voices I did for Big Ears. Had his own voice. What was his voice? I can't remember. Mr. Plod, the policeman.
Oh yeah, PC Plod. Yeah.
Now I know these. Anywho, I get to, because I constantly forget to do this, but I get to change my background. Here we are. To Propeller.
Well done.
I almost always forget to do this, but we get to go to Propeller. So from Cape Breton on our way down to Halifax, Nova Scotia, into Propeller Brewing Company, the self-proclaimed first craft brew tap room in Nova Scotia, despite the fact that Paddy's was making their own craft brew a year or two before then. But they get to say, because they weren't a brew pub, they were a craft brew manufacturer, so they were not just making it in their own establishment. So there's a lot of small print beneath that. But this is Propeller has come out with a summer box set. Is that what would that be the best way to put it?
Yeah. I was tempted to go the whole hog and buy the box set. But as we were talking today, as we were saying today, there was also Sour in there and something else that didn't look particularly great. So I went, what the heck? I'll just get these single ones out of the fridge. So I got three of them, three different ones that would be in that box as well. And I think what James was saying, there might be six of them in there. But anyway, I got half of them.
There's a bunch. But they're making a bunch. So this is one of those ones, and this is the Tropic Haze Summer Ale, a 5.0%. So we're going with the Tropic because Smash also said it was tropical. And this was there's a few others that we have to keep going with the summer ales. But the description on the back of the can says, hazy and lush, Tropic Haze surfs waves of juicy mango, passion fruit, and dragon fruit. Editor's note, dragon fruit almost has no flavor whatsoever. A refreshing dive into ripe tropical fruit, this golden blonde ale will launch your next summer adventure. This is a blonde ale? It says summer ale at the bottom. Are you pretending to be a blonde? I am going to judge you very harshly if you're saying that. Have you opened it? You look very concentrative. What's the adjective there? You look concentratable.
I was trying to read the can as you were reading it. That's why I was looking down here. Yeah, if it's going to be a blonde ale.
Oh, balls.
Oh, dear. Because, no. I mean, really, what's a summer ale, Ross? There's just there's no such thing as a summer ale. You can drink beer whenever you like. Summery ale, fine. It's not this one. Of course, I mean, a session ale versus a summer ale. I don't know. It's nonsense. If this is a blonde and this one's... if we're pitching a blonde up against whatever the heck the Breton one, the Smash one was...
It's true. This one isn't trying to be a light thing. So I got some on my finger because I cracked it open. It didn't foam everywhere. Mango. I'm getting a lot of mango, and I'm getting a lot of mango off the smell. So this one is...
I guess what we're really going with there, but like you said, they're both tropical, fruity, supposedly ales. True. So that's why it's apples versus apples.
Well, that was at least the attempt, and it's going to pour all over the place. Why can't I make cans work today? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Spillaging all over the place.
Dare I say it, I'm getting grapefruit, and it didn't mention grapefruit on it, but that may be...
Well, it says tropical. You're getting tropical. Oh, I don't know what I'm getting off that. I try to smell the can sometimes.
It's a similar color. Yeah, it's a very similar color to the Brett. If I'm holding that one up, the other one's slightly more straw colored, but they're quite similar in their...
It's just an orange zest now for me.
Yeah.
Pours better, but it hasn't been in the beer closet for a greatly long time. Okay.
It doesn't have
it didn't all fit because this is the 16-ounce pint.
Fine.
The Nova Scotian BS pint. Did you fit your entire one in that?
Yep.
Wait, hang on.
Annapolis Brewing thing.
All right, hang on. I might... Oh, it'll brim.
I smelt it from the can. It smelled very fruity. I did get grapefruit, even though it didn't say the grapefruit. You said, okay, it was still tropical fruits. However...
Ooh, mango. Very mango. Yeah. I'm getting lots of mango just off the sip of that. So this is the 16-ounce Smokehouse Nano Brewery... Oops, and I'm pouring it into my other one. Pint glass. I was barely holding 473 milliliters.
Already? I just took a tiny little sip of it to my tongue. It's a fruit juice. It's a fruit cocktail.
Will Propeller have a habit of being very literal?
That's sweet.
When they tell you that you're going to get a thing, you're going to get a thing.
That is... Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I would almost accept Radler. Ooh.
I like beer, Ross. This to me, unfortunately, mate, is it's a fruit juice.
Is it hazy? Mine's not. Is it lush?
Oh, it's lush. It's lush with fruit for sure. It's very lush.
It serves waves of mango, passion fruit, and dragon fruit.
I don't know what dragon fruit tastes like. Probably does it beat fire? I don't know. It's very, very fruity.
A refreshing dive into ripe golden tropical fruit. Yeah, fine. This golden blonde ale, summer ale. Mouthfeel. I feel like I've eaten candy. I feel like mouthfeel is you have popped a couple of what's the one I'm trying to think of? Sour? No, it's something. They're not called sour babies. They're called something else. They're not jelly babies. They're Sour Patch Kids. That's what I feel is going on here. I feel like I've thrown some Sour Patch Kids in my face. What is?
Well, this is one of those water enhancers that you get, like Mio when you just throw a couple of squirts into a pint of water, and it makes the water taste fruity, and it's not water, it just tastes of something. This, unfortunately to me, tastes like I've just put a really large amount, squeezed half the bottle of Mio into a pint of water.
When you make lemonade yourself, have you ever done that where you squirt in the lemon juice and then you pour in the teaspoons of sugar?
No, I can't say I've ever done that.
This has both too much lemon and too much sugar.
Right.
It's sugary. Too sweet and too this fruit. But if you like a fruity beer.
Do you know what I was saying? When we started the Breton one, I said, it's really subtle. I wish it would be a little more flavorsome.
So did I.
I can't say that of the Propeller.
Nope, it needs to back off.
Yeah, it's cloying almost. It's all over.
It needs to calm down. That doesn't taste like a beer. What have I been drinking? Oh. This used to be a beer show, but now apparently I just drink vodka and orange. This is a fuzzy navel right now, right there. Yeah. And then the other one is a screwdriver. This is just, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm not sure I like it. It's where I'm going with this.
Here's the thing. In the right circumstances, I think I would love this.
Really?
Because one, it's strong. Two, it's flavorful. This, have you had recently the Southbound Lemon Radler out of Wayfarers?
Yes, we had that a year or two back.
Of the best tasting is like, here you are, have fruit flavored joy. And I think I am not drinking beer anymore. Just summer. This is delectable. Tra-la-la. Yeah, and you feel like you're riding high. And this is maybe. I wonder if this is what they're going with this new Propeller kind of not quite gift set, box set, collection. What's the word for it? Sampler summer? Pack sometimes.
Summer ale selection.
What
pack.
If they're doing kind of a we're not calling it a Radler, but it's like a bunch of Radlers. And this, if you just came out and said that this was a mango Radler, there you go. All right. Here's the thing in your brain, but this is a mango Radler. Take a sip.
Okay. If it's a mango Radler, full stop, I'm going to be fine with it. Okay. Okay.
A mango Radler. This is a mango Radler. Have a try. Here.
Thank you very much. I'll give this a go,
yeah. So it is. So it is.
It's very, very fruity and I like that. Yeah.
So what the hell is a summer ale? If not, Ross, just kind of like a neutered Radler. I have implied this beer no longer has its testicles. I know.
Can I say at this point, it's actually growing on me.
Right? Because it's all in the description. Because we opened this and it said haze. Haze is a terrible description because I want a nice, thick, unfiltered thing. And I want a summer ale. And I want it to taste like, you know, a little bit of fruity. It says waves of fruitiness, but a golden blonde ale. I'm like, okay. Wasn't expecting it to be quite this radlery. We'll go with that. But if you just said, here you go, mango radler, go for it. Or not mango, passion fruit radler, booyah. I'd be like, points. I like this, but I don't think it's what they described. So I'm going the opposite. It's the opposite. The other one has to get good points, even though I don't like it. But it is what they said it was. The sessionable ale from Breton is like an 8.7 for what they describe. Mm. I don't like it very much, but it's an 8.7. The propeller, I love this, but they messed up the description. So this is like a 7.6 for what it's supposed to be. Because both were surprising
to me. I like the subtlety of the Breton one. It was quite mellow, okay? And I was maybe searching for a little bit more. But as a session ale, which is what it says it is, I thought it nailed it. I think the problem is I don't think I should have had this straight after it because it was, in contrast, it was so sweet that it tasted almost fake to me. It tasted, like you said, like a fruit sweet, like a confectionery. It was that much. But now that my taste buds have become used to it, subsequently, I'm drinking it, I'm thinking, actually, I'm growing on this now. It's not as smacking me in the face as it was before. It's growing on me.
Do you know those little candies that we get in the tube? We in Canada we call them rockets. Something completely different in the States. You've not had those ones? They're basically just little tiny pills of raw sugar with a little bit of flavored fruit juice and whatnot, or fruit powder. That's what this tastes like. If you told me that this was a Rockets Radler, 10 out of 10.
Right. The sweetness, in fact, the sweetness, I think the reason why it was so sweet is because the other one really wasn't. It was so subtle. Therefore, I think the reason why I'm enjoying it a bit more now, the further I get onto it, is because that initial overpowering sweetness has now dissipated, and I'm getting more. And it's. I'm enjoying it a lot more. I wish I'd started this one first.
Well, honestly, if we did, we probably would have really, really hated the weaker session ale one.
Probably. Yes.
I'm glad we did this in this direction. Actually, I need you to ask Rebecca if she knows what rockets taste like.
Rebecca, you know what rockets taste like?
The candy, the Halloween candy.
She said yes.
Okay, hand her a sip of this Propeller Tropic Haze and say, I want you to conceptualize a rockets-flavored Radler.
A rocket-flavored Radler.
Rocket?
By the way,
I'm 100% serious.
Drinking a Tropic Haze by Propeller says, I think this is pretty much what we're both getting at. Very nice and surprisingly sweet and juicy. A recommended summer beer for sure, with vibrant taste and a summer sweetness to boast. It's packed can full of flavor. It is, isn't it? It's really, really flavorsome with fruits.
There's math to do.
She's giving it a sip.
Oh, you need a bit of a gulp. You need a mouthfeel. You need to
very sweet.
You need to rock it around in your mouth, as it were.
It's still
King Charles voice.
It's still citrusy, but it does have all the other those tropical.
I lost the citrus, and honestly, I'm just getting, because the citrus flavors that I'm getting are, and I hate to say it, when you get the different flavors of rockets, it's just full of fake, you know, artificial flavor of, oh, try this, it's orange, try this, it's lemon, try this, it's lime. And so it tastes like artificial flavor. But I'm fine with that.
You are, aren't you? And and us traditionalists, you and me, these two middle-aged, I'm slightly more into my middle age than you are. I still think, but is this a beer? That's my problem. I think I love beer, but there again, I don't love fruit beers. So
we're drinking.
I understand that, but there again, Ross, sours apparently are beers. And yet, you know, you can't convince me that they're great.
I've saved you from that torture. What did she not believe me with the rocket flavored, the rocket Radler? She's not on board.
Me, rockets taste like Red Bull, and I don't like Red Bull, and I'm not getting any Red Bull in that.
Okay.
I do like, actually, I do like rockets though, and I do like ale, but I don't like Red Bull.
Yeah. But this Tropic Haze Summer Ale is, I like it. So this was the math. I wanted to talk about math. Okay. So the sessionable ale is at 4%. Okay. The non-sessionable, crushable, whatnot is at 5%. Yeah. So the thing is, I would drink this Tropic Haze Summer Ale from Propeller. And if it was a nice, beautiful deck, you know, sunny day, would you like another, sir? Yes. That was strangely delicious. It's not quite what I thought it was going to be, but bring on the booze juice. It was just, it's not a beer. It's not an ale. It's just a fruity ale. Wonderful thing. It's not trying to be anything else. But the thing is, I would not finish my 4% session ale because it's too weak. So my problem is that I wouldn't drink 2 of the 4% because it was too flavorless, but I would drink 2 of the 5% because it had the punch.
And that might be the word you're looking for, Ross. It tastes to me like a fruit punch, to use what you just said there. It's, to me, it doesn't taste like a beer. It tastes like a sangria or a fruit punch, and I don't go on it. I don't go on those at all.
I know, but it
fails.
But when you session a 4%, you drink 2 or 3, and you get up to 3, and now you're at 12%. Yeah, well, okay, so you've drunk 3 at 4% and you get to a certain amount, but I wouldn't get to 3 because it wasn't quite doing it flavor-wise. I would rather have 2 or more of this Tropic Haze and I would get to 10, which is only a little bit below 3 of the 4%. Because 10% is just a little bit below 12. I'm mathing. But once I've done that, I'd be so much happier. Because the Tropic Haze is so much more flavorful.
I've always hated math. And even in my non-math mind, if it's a straight choice between the two of them. And by the way, I'm going back to it right now. I'm a little concerned, of course.
Are you ready?
Now we're going to go back to Smasher. Well, we're just drinking water now, aren't we? I'm going to give it a go.
We sure are. All right. Okay. Hit up the Breton one. Do you know what? That had That's hops. Very... It brought back the hops because the hops Thank was the one bit that was missing.
Thank you. And also, there was the head on it still. It actually still got the legs. I'm sorry. If it's a straightforward one versus the other.
The propeller is just juice. It's just juice. Look, it's just lemon concentrate.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's Jif Lemon. I'm going with the Smash Ale as the winner if there had to be one. And you know what? If they serve me 4 or 5 of those on the deck on a warm summer evening, I would take those over this Tropic Haze. I think after a couple of this Tropic Haze, I would be probably feeling a little sick. I'd be like, that's enough sweetness for me, thank you. Give me something bitter back. And therefore, they'd say, we do have the Smash Ale by Breton. I'll be like, bring it. Bring it.
But it's summer. It's, we're not quite leaning into those. And I would go back to this Tropic Haze. Even though it's not quite a summer ale, it's just a Radler. So I think it's got to lose points. What was I telling it? I think for a summer ale of a Tropic Haze. Oh, I love it. It's delicious, but it missed its own description. But, or did it? Is a summer ale supposed to taste this fruity, this Radler-esque? And I doubt it. I think it was supposed to taste a little different from this. It's delicious and I love it, but it's a 7.6.
I'll give it a 6. I'm not in love with it, but it's better
for
than
a summer ale. When we're comparing summer ales,
yeah,
one was clearly better. When we're comparing them as flavorsome beverages, the other was far and away more interesting. More better.
Right, I'm taking my peanuts and I'm out of here, Ross. See you again soon.
Oh, now I want like a bunch of tropical summer ales. It's a good thing we got a bunch more in the closet. Anyway, thank you to Ian for joining me tonight. Thank you for Rebecca for a few of the remarks to the peanut gallery and not quite agreeing with me on the Rockets candy Radler. And my wife for showing up in the chat just to remind me that our baby is upset. But we're back here every week, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on the Drink NS Dry Facebook page. Check out our page, drinknsdry.unsupervised.beer. You can check out our podcast in just about every place that you look for podcasts. Amazon, Spotify, Google Playlists, Google Podcasts and Apple whatever thing, and you can find us on there. But until next week, we'll see you then. Yeah, good night.